Mickey McCann, through to a final, that's the bottom line. Wasn't the greatest of performances, but you did what you had to do.
Yeah, Chris, we played in patches, to be honest. You know, the start, the first 10 or 15 minutes, we were below par a bit, and then we pushed on to go 9 up, you know, and I just felt then we got a wee bit too complacent and taking the wrong options by shooting from areas, you know, and not giving it the man a better position, especially a couple, two or three goal chances today. So I just feel when we went 9 up, we just got that wee bit complacent and didn't take the right options and sort of foot off the gas, and then we got ourselves comfortable again, maybe 10 to 11 points up, and started conceding two or three goals again. So look, wouldn't be happy with that last 15 minutes with the goals we conceded, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they were quite a physical side and they didn't have a lot to play for, so you have to give them credit.
Yeah, I suppose they're still trying to keep out of the relegation side of the table, so and that point, 2 points today would probably have done that for them, but as they had a draw already, but definitely from the video, they're big and physical, and one thing, when they get it in their hand, they're very direct in terms of running at you, and that's hard to defend against. So look, we dealt with comfortable enough at stages, but when they started going along there in the second half, you know, it looked like they were going for a goal, and they did get in for a couple. So look, some of them were defensive errors, to be fair, but we have a lot of stuff to work on. But Chris, that's the way you want it. We're in a final, we have to take the good. We're undefeated in the group stages, and we all know Wicklow was the team to beat at the start of the season, so it's panned out that way, us and Wicklow now, you know.
At half time, you know, you were comfortable enough, but I suppose the loss of Declan Coulter, a big blow. By the looks of things, his hand, maybe his thumb, looks to be in bad enough shape. So a concern there.
Definitely a concern, and it started the game very lively for us. It was right in front of us, you know, and it, I wouldn't be one for giving out about players or anything else, but I feel it was a dirty shot with the edge of the hurl, you know, and stood on his thumb, and as soon as it happened, you know, he kind of called it. He thinks his thumb was broke, so it doesn't look good, but we'll not know for sure until the X-ray. If he's to be out, it's going to be a massive sucker punch for us, to be honest, because he's a big part of the plans, you know. So just fingers crossed that the X-ray comes back, and we're not too concerned about next week, but for 3 weeks' time, you're hoping, if it's not a break, that he'll be available again, but I suppose we'll not know for an hour or two yet.
So Wicklow have beaten Roscommon, you're playing them in the final. You're probably getting a bit tired of seeing Wicklow. You're to play them again in the last of the games here. Will that game go ahead? Because it really is as dead a rubber as you can get now.
Yeah, I think it will go ahead, as the GA always fulfil the fixtures. So the fact we're home, it's not too bad. You know, it'll be a lot of shadow boxing and things, but we know one another so well from this year, having played twice already. So the fact we're home, we'll take the game and maybe hope to get a look at everybody in the panel, and the boys that didn't get much game time, and address it that way, and boys come back from injury that needs a game, you just have to do that way. There's always a risk you can lose a man or two, but same thing at training, Chris. So look, I take it the fixture's going to go ahead, you know, next week.
So finally, I mean, we have the few weeks before the final. Gives you a little bit of time to regroup and the guys to get together, and I suppose one of your biggest headaches will be selecting that first 15.
Definitely will, and you know, some of the performances today, the boys put their jerseys up for grabs, and there's boys looking for them, Chris. So we did say that, to make sure you keep your own house in order, but it definitely will be a headache. We have a strong panel there, you know, and the team changes a lot, but with Declan out now, if he is, it's going to open a hole for somebody, but hopefully that comes back as just a bruising or sprain, you know. So apart from that, by the final, we should have Richie Ryan back, and Jack O'Loughlin sat out today, so we probably should have a full ball of health, hopefully.